I'm Steve Potter, and welcome to Cityscape. Later in the program, we're going to talk to jazz pianist Peter Martin and vocalists Aaron Bodie and Brian Owens. They take the stage together next week for a concert to benefit Maryville University's Kids Rock Cancer, a music therapy program. And Max and Louis Productions presents Mrs. Mannerly, a humorous look at social etiquette. We're going to talk it over with cast members Donna Weinstein and Charlie Ingram and with director David Helmsley Caldwell. But first, next weekend, it's the 4th annual St. Louis Blues Week Festival downtown at Soldiers Memorial. Please welcome Sharon Foner of Rough Grooves, David Beardsley, the co-founder of the National Blues Museum and of stlblues.net, and from the Bottoms Up Blues Gang, Jeremy Siegel Moss, who's also the vice chair of the St. Louis Blues Society. Hello to all of you.
Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Good morning.
3 days of great blues, and we're talking quite a lineup, people who we would know from here and beyond.
Oh, yeah. I'll let Jeremy talk a little bit about the festival.
Yeah, so the festival's set up great this year. There's a handful of national acts, the national acts that will be kind of headlining every night, which include Trombone Shorty, Mavis Staples, Rod Piazza, and then Big George, who will be there. And then they filled the whole all week or all day long with St. Louis musicians. Rough Grooves, like Sharon Foner, will be there, as well as Jeremiah Johnson and Marquise Knox and a lot of your straight-ahead folks that you can see all over the place in St. Louis.
And Dave, a little bit later, we'll talk more about the National Blues Museum, which is something you've been working on for a while. You were here on this program, I don't know, it was a couple of years ago?
A couple of years ago, yes.
And you were starting to get things off the ground.
It was a goal at that time, and now it's a reality. A lot has happened in that time.
Well, great. Let's invite our listeners, if anyone has a question. This is the 4th annual Blues Week Festival, so
yes.
I'm sure some people listening have been there before. So if you have a question about the lineup or what's going on during that 3-day event, or about the Blues Museum later on, or any sort of comment you'd like, feel free to join us at 382-8255. That's area code 314-382-TALK. And Sharon, tell me a little bit about Rough Grooves. I'm not familiar with the group. I'd like to know about them.
All right. Well, Rough Grooves is basically made up of St. Louis musicians. Rich McDonough plays lead guitar. Eric McSpadden sings and plays harmonica. Derek Bond plays drums, and myself, I play bass and sing.
Mm-hmm.
And we play a mix of rhythm and blues, a little bit of soul, a little bit of hardcore, you know, older, you know, blues like Muddy Waters.
Hardcore, and, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, not watered down or diluted, let's put it like that. And we like to have fun with our music, you know. We like to express our joy with our music. So our fans come away with the impression that, you know, the music's something to be enjoyed and something to, you know, to be lived.
How long have you been together?
Oh, wow. I've been with this band for about the last 10 years.
Wow. But I'm sure, like any other musician, you got a lot of things going on. You play with other people, too? Or?
Oh, definitely, definitely. You have to make an honest living in this town.
I'm glad you said honest. Why don't we sample some of your music? We have something, Sharon, and it would be... Mojo Syndrome?
Yes.
Set that up.
It was written by our harmonica player and well-known local bassist Derek Morgan.
My car wouldn't start, my house got broken in two. My briefcase wouldn't open, the lock was stuck just like glue. I left my money and my wallet sitting on the bus. And the damn thing went right since last night after dusk. Got that mojo syndrome, the woman trying to put a spell on me. She wanted so I came with. Oh, you know she's trying to do me in. I remember last night, but the vents ain't very clear. Her smile seemed so bright, then maybe it was the beer. Looking back, it was a mistake, but I didn't have no kind of fear. I said, what's happening, baby? She said, anywhere but here.
Well, that's Rough Grooves. Now I know what you mean by hardcore.
Yeah, I mean, all the songs on this particular CD are original compositions, except for one of them. And we're pretty proud of our endeavor.
Wow. I was feeling it. That's Sharon Foner. We're also talking to David Beardsley and Jeremy Siegel Moss about St. Louis Blues Week Festival, which is next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. What goes into putting this kind of thing together and getting all these people in one place one weekend?
A lot. A whole lot. Mike Osceola kind of spearheads this event, as well as several others in St. Louis, like Taste of St. Louis. And the amount of details that go into putting in a festival are just endless. The part that I've worked on is the workshop part, where we have guitar workshops, harmonica workshops, some blues education, some meet and greets, and some performances. And just that alone is a whole lot of people to keep track of. So, and then they've done a real good job. We've all done a real good job of promoting the thing, which is really difficult.
Well, you know what? I'm surprised that this is only the fourth annual, aren't you, sort of?
This is the fourth annual.
But I'm surprised it's not the 40th annual.
Sure. So the Big Muddy was the big blues festival for a long time.
Over at SIU?
Labor Day. It's down on the landing.
Down the landing.
And that still goes on. This is all kind of come from the Blues Museum, because now that we have the idea of a national museum here, this will end up being the national, it is the National Blues Festival here.
Dave, let's talk about that a little bit. About, sure. You know, a lot of people would say, oh, Memphis is the home of the blues.
Well, a lot of places are the home of the blues. St. Louis is a home of the blues even back to ragtime, the early, late 1800s, early 1900s. We were a ragtime town. And when Handy lived here, W.C. Handy, in 1892, we influenced the father of the blues big time. When he composed St. Louis Blues, he called it a ragtime composition.
You know, last time you were here, and we've had him on this program years ago, Kevin Belford, who's an artist and I guess a blues lover,
yes,
wrote an illustrated book about, I can't think of the title of the book offhand.
Devil at the Confluence.
Devil at the Confluence, right. And it was so interesting to learn, because I didn't realize how he claims really, we are really the home of the blues. It's St. Louis.
Well, I mean, if you look at the roots of music and how St. Louis ragtime influenced Handy before the blues was even named the blues, he called it ragtime. So if we didn't shape the blues, we certainly influenced how the genre came up.
How do you think the blues speak to people?
Sharon Foner.
Oh, wow. Well, I think the blues are timeless in a sense, because they're comprised of true stories. And they are comprised of things that are familiar to all people, whether you swing from a tree in the jungle or whether you drive a Mercedes, you know what I'm saying?
Or both.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, what do they call it, universal themes. And that's what makes blues so universally accepted. I mean, overseas, Japan, everywhere. Just speaks to people.
It endures.
You know, I think St. Louis is one of those mixing pots, is what happened, is all the music came here. And this is the argument that Devil at the Confluence makes, is that all the music came here to St. Louis and then went other places to get recorded. So while it's not written in a lot of books, you have your Chuck Berry's rock and roll, but you also have the jazz, like Miles Davis is from, you know, and Albert King, and the people that are still living and doing it and here right now in St. Louis is something to be proud of.
We're going to run down the schedule in just a moment, but let's talk a little bit about the Blues Museum, since it's a sure thing, Dave, right?
We haven't opened our doors yet, but we're on a fundraising drive. We've raised a little over 12 of our 14 million that we need.
We're almost there.
So we're almost there, and that's just in St. Louis, which is huge for a fundraising drive. And being the National Museum, we're going to start to go external out of St. Louis soon. Interesting point Jeremy made was the museum founded the Blues Week, but it's really the opposite. The great story of this is the festival was created to celebrate our culture and our heritage with no thought of a museum, never conceived a museum.
I had no idea.
But it all came from the energy of the festival and Mike Cosiella's vision, and the downtown developers, the MX District, Amos Harris and his people came to us, and here we are.
Well, talk about the location you have, the location you've chosen, and what's going to be there.
Sure. Well, our location now is at 615 Washington Avenue. It's the old Dillard's, if you're from St. Louis, and you can place that where the old St. Louis Center used to be. It's
right.
A 23,000 square foot space waiting for us to move in, and we're getting ready to. It's already branded when you drive down Washington Avenue. Look at all the window murals that were done by Maryville College and local artist Phil Jarvis. It's pretty impressive. You can see what we're up to on the website, so Google us up, check out the nationalbluesmuseum.org, and then go to Facebook and like us on Facebook.
All right. Well, let's run down the schedule a little bit. And Sharon, you jump in if you know anything about some of these people. Please feel free to add.
All right.
Add what you know. So, Jeremy, it all kicks off on Friday evening at 5:30 with someone who we know very well.
Kim Massey kicks it right off at 5:30, and I'm sure that'll be probably the best way to kick off Blues Week. She'll have a great show. And then Victor Wainwright will be will be playing after her. And then the headliner for Friday night is Trombone Shorty from New Orleans, who, if you haven't seen that show, it's something to shake your booty to.
I hear he played at the White House a year or two ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What do you know about Trombone Shorty?
Well, our group spends about 3 months a year in St. Louis, and he's like quintessential New Orleans horns. I mean, he comes after it in a jazz way, and he feels it the way Sharon talks about it. Oh. And really, you can't sit still. I mean, it is a high power show.
Yeah, he's been playing it since the trombone was taller than he was.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Then on Saturday, a couple of names you will recognize here: Tom Byrne, Dave Black, and Eric Slaughter.
Yeah, that'll be the tribute to jazz. And I don't know what they have in mind, but it's going to be good, whatever it is. The three of them together that's a good mix.
Then the St. Louis Blues and Soul Review.
That is.
Everybody likes a review, right? Right, Sharon?
Oh, definitely.
I think that particular show is kind of an all-star singer show. So Irma Whiteside, Renee Smith, Marty Abdullah, George Brock Jr., and Matt Murdock will be playing piano on that, along with the Soulard Blues Band backing the show up.
How about a little Southern Fried Blues with Jeremiah Johnson?
It's a Texas Roadhouse sound. Jeremiah's got that twang that he picked up from his 8 years in Houston, and he brought that back to his hometown here. He hooked up with the Sliders, the horn section, who've played with Johnny Jones and Albert King, and together the Jeremiah Johnson Band is just tearing it up.
Why don't we sample that right now? That's the Jeremiah Johnson Band with the Sliders, part of the St. Louis Blues Week Festival, which is next week, and we're talking to Sharon Foner, Dave Beardsley, and Jeremy Siegel Moss. That sounds good. And after that, a little Ed and the Blues Imperials.
Absolutely.
On Saturday.
He's out of Chicago. He's another high-powered show.
Slide guitar guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a solid show. He comes through town several times a year and plays at Off-Broadway or BB's or wherever.
Marquise Knox?
He's a raging St. Louis.
He's a young guy, yeah, too. I think he's already got three albums out, 22
yes,
years old.
And he's a veteran at 22. It's amazing.
He's pretty well known around town, right?
Outside of town, he just toured Brazil, I believe, not too long ago.
Right. Then Rod, is it Piazza and the Mighty Flyers?
Yes, he is a harmonica genius. That is another. There's a lot of shows on here that are made to bring the family to come down and dance to, you know, of all ages and whatnot. Because, Rod Piazza, who will also be doing a free harmonica workshop in the workshop tent, is just one of those guys that is he's a rock and blues band in the sense that you can come down and have a good time and leave feeling good no matter what.
He's based in San Diego, I think.
Yeah, they call him part of the West Coast Mafia. And as much as I like Rod Piazza, I love his wife, Honey Piazza. She is a piano queen.
Really?
So if you like that boogie-woogie Otis Spann sound, come on down.
Yeah, who doesn't? Hey, listen, then you're closing out the Saturday performance with, who doesn't know about Mavis Staples? And she won her first Grammy in 2011? Wow, what took so long?
I didn't even know it took that long. I imagine she was one of the first ones.
Better late than never.
I guess so. What do you know about Mavis?
Oh, wow. Wow. What do I know about
Staples
her?
She's sisters,
a legend.
Right?
Yeah, she's a legend. I mean, the family of Pop Staples and... Oh, my goodness. So many things flood through your mind, especially having grown up during the 60s.
You know, she was marched with Dr. King back in the day. And
yeah, I mean, oh, my goodness. So, we don't have enough time. How much time do we
have?
Okay,
I got to be there Saturday night.
Right.
Okay, then Sunday, you begin at noon with Leroy Pearson.
He is another St. Louis legend in his own right. He is one of the best fingerstyle guitar players in town.
Why don't you run through the rest of the Sunday schedule quickly, if you would.
Sure. Big Mike Aguirre was a... guitar player who'll be playing. Then, of course, Rough Grooves, which Sharon is a part of, Silver Cloud, and then a tribute to Fontella Bass, who just passed, and that will feature Marsha Evans and the Coalition, the Scotty Miller Band, Mud Morganfield, and then to close out Sunday night is Big George Brock.
Now, there's another guy, right? Sort of in the Mavis Staples category almost, don't you think?
Well, actually, his blues are a little bit more raw. He's a traditional blues player in the sense that he does his own style of blues. And you'll definitely enjoy the energy that he brings to the crowd.
Sharon, or anyone here that you haven't seen that you're excited about?
Actually, I've seen most of the performers, and I'm still excited about seeing them again. It'll be a great show.
Uh-huh. And Jeremy, we might mention you're part of the Bottoms Up Blues Gang. You guys aren't actually performing this year.
No, we're not. Instead, we're working at the workshop tent, which will have all the things that we were talking about.
Yeah, let's talk about that. I know Sharon's involved in that, too. Mm-hmm. So what's that about?
So basically, there'll be a tent set up on the west side of Soldiers Memorial, where the whole thing is going on. And we're going to do a whole list of events. We'll be kicking off Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock with a guitar workshop. These are all free events. So Brian Kern, Billy Barnett, and Sharon Foner will be teaching about... all sorts of guitar. What are you going to feature?
I'm going to feature rhythm guitar in the blues, the rhythm and blues. I'm going to talk about what creates a good, you know, guitar part. I'm going to talk about what creates movement with, you know, just the intricate things, you know, people could pick up on and, you know, help their guitar playing.
Right. It's the St. Louis Blues Week Festival next Friday from 5:30 to 11 p.m., then next Saturday and Sunday from noon to 11 p.m. at Soldiers Memorial downtown. And what do we need to know about tickets or anything else we need to know about ahead of time?
It is a free event.
Free,
what?
Free.
It is free. Bring the family.
How can you do that?
How can we do that? We're still trying to figure that out.
Well, another cool thing is we've added barbecue big time. It used to be the barbecue, the Rib Fest that weekend, and they left town, so people are missing the barbecue. So we've got, presented by Feast, we've got a barbecue and Bungie Corporation that's behind it, a big battle royale of barbecue.
Well, great. We'll look forward to that. And so do you have a date on the National Blues Museum opening in St. Louis?
Yeah, we're projecting fall of next year, 2014. Please go to the website. You're going to see everything we're doing because we're doing things right now. We've got film series, lecture series, Blues in the Schools, a lot of programming.
Would that be the Blues Week Festival website?
No, go to nationalbluesmuseum.org and check it out.
All right, we'll have a link to that and the festival website at stlpublicradio.org on the Cityscape page. That was Dave Beardsley, he's the co-founder of the National Blues Museum. Thank you for being here.
You're welcome.
Jeremy Siegel-Moss is part of the Bottoms Up Blues Gang, and he's also the vice chair of the St. Louis Blues Society. Jeremy, good to see you again. And Sharon Foner is a musician. She's a part of Rough Grooves.
Yes.
And she likes her blues hardcore, right?
Definitely.
Thank you, Sharon. It's nice meeting you.
All right.
That's the Blues Fest Festival next weekend downtown. And coming up next, Mrs. Mannerly. And later, Aaron Bodie, Brian Owens, and Peter Martin. This is St. Louis Public Radio.